Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, all of us together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let me welcome all of you for this first part of three in our overall and very, very large program called Compassion Tuesday. Starting with today and with the following two other sessions, we will talk on building compassion. And I believe that here we will most properly lay something like a foundation for a sustainable compassion program. We will first talk a little bit for about 15 or so minutes. Then we will do a compassionate meditation and we will end the program with kirtan or singing the sacred divine names. Good. I do remember how I became introduced to the subject of compassion. It was on my first school day. All of us schoolboys had our particular school cones. It's something which is in the shape of a cone filled with the most delightful sweets. I don't know, maybe this is a custom in Germany to take away the bitterness of having to attend every day the school instead of playing like we used to do. So it was our first school day and we had all our little and large sweet cones with us, pressing them to our chest and being ready to protect them with our lives. Now I saw that there was one boy, he came from a poor neighborhood, who also, like all of us, were attending for the first time a day in school, and he had a cone with sweets. But to my surprise and the surprise of everyone else, Although he was so poor, we knew he would not be able to afford sweets. He sat in a corner and started to distribute his sweets to all the others. There were mostly little boys who were already in school who took this. I still remember my own reaction. I thought it was strange. I thought, even as a little boy, to take care of others by distributing your own sweets to them is something which is totally contrary to human nature. And I felt, I still remember, a little bit pushed aside. I did not want to look at him. I didn't want to come close because of thinking he was so strange. But what I clearly remember is that throughout my youth, and even when I started to be already active as a monk, I would remember this little boy who was not swallowing the sweets up for himself, but who was distributing it for the benefit of others. It made a deep impact in me. And finally, I was able to make this shift in my consciousness where I now also think I should do something for the benefit of others and not enjoy everything on my own. It says in the Rig Veda, someone who sits down to eat alone and doesn't distribute it to others only eats bad karma. A cultured person, when he sits down to eat anything, will derive great pleasure in calling his relatives, his friends, and also outsiders, and distribute also for the benefit of others. But, as I said, it's not so easy, and it may need a little bit training in compassion before one is able to come to this level, because there is an inbuilt suspicion that human beings, by their own nature, want to take care of their needs. Sigmund Freud cemented this view in his book The Civilization and Its Discontents. He said, or he expressed his critical views against the commandment, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. He says, nothing else runs so strongly against the original nature of men than loving the neighbor like you love yourself. And he said, men are not gentle creatures, but have an inclination towards aggression. Is that true? Maybe the scientist who founded an idea of survival of the fittest, Darwin, was misunderstood. He wrote a very famous book, The Descent of Man, and there in this book he mentions only twice the phrase survival of the fittest. About 95 times he mentions ideas which have to do with love. Because we human beings evolved in a context of caring for each other. We would not be here on the planet if we would constantly extinguish our Arrays. He said, the ability to cooperate and care for each other is the strongest instinct of the human being. Darwin further said, sympathy is our strongest drive. For those communities with the most sympathizing members will flourish and raise the greatest numbers of offspring. I can see this here in our neighborhood. Somehow or other, when the people here have, when the harvest comes, they put baskets of apples before the house for everyone to take. I know our neighbor gives us his fruits. We distribute our cherries around in the neighborhood, and in this way take care of each other. And I must tell you, it's a good feeling to feel the interconnectedness of everyone. There is a great joy in being able to care for others. There is a double amount of happiness in sharing than if you keep everything for yourself. This is because we have what is called mirror neurons in our brains. When we see someone else suffering, we feel that suffering in our own heart. I once watched involuntarily, I was in some conference, a movie of sports injuries, and I saw people running and then falling and, you know, ripping their legs open. I saw a person trying to push up weights, and then his shoulder came out of its joint, and he really was pained. And I almost could feel the pain in my own shoulder. I went like, because we do have these neurons that mirror the pain, but also the happiness of others. It is Sigmund Freud had not done his biology classes really good. So therefore he said what he said, that the human being is an aggressive person. It's just not true. Yes, there is an aggressive strand in us. There's an aggressive trait. But it's not that this is overarching everything else and is the only singular drive in us. We can feel the pains and also the pleasures of others, and therefore it is most natural for us to take care or do something for the benefit of those others. In our meditation, which we will do today, we wish to come out of this, let me call it, the prison of selfishness, and understand a spiritual concept that is the interconnectedness of all life. All of us are part of a huge net of life. And when we do something to sustain or support or to help others grow, then we take our place in the network of life, where we are connected with everyone and everything, and not isolated. The greatest problem, that's not the right way to say it, but a huge problem for people is that they are experiencing crowded loneliness. Yes, they may be in a crowd with others. Yes, they may have many people with whom they have these short communications on the telephone. Yes, they may walk through a whole town which is buzzing with life, but they feel lonely because they do not experience the interconnectedness of all life. Practicing compassion immediately brings us together with this net of life, with this net of, I should say, cosmic support, and therefore a compassionate person is more healthy in his emotions than an isolated, selfish man who only lives under the dictates of his ego. So we will now go to our practical part. We will have a meditation where we will we will all together meditate in sending good wishes to others. We will do so by coming into this modus of our mind, which is the restful modus. We will come into this sattvic or the state of inner goodness, and from there we will be able to experience the interconnectedness of all beings and send them very good wishes, prayers, etc. Good. So let us start. After this, I will request all of you to join me in singing kirtan, and we will conclude this beautiful evening with a few little words at the end that can give you some practical guidelines how to practice compassion in your coming week. I request you to find a comfortable sitting position. The idea is to sit straight, yet in a, let us say, position that is not strenuous for you. We will relax our body now. Direct your attention to your feet. To your knees. To your hip bones. And relax. Bring your attention now to your abdomen. Bring the muscles a little bit inside towards the spine. This will help you to sit a little bit more erect, and then relax. Your chest, relax. The entire back of your body, relax. Both shoulders and down to your elbows. And hands, relax. The neck, the back of your neck, back of your head, top of your head, relax. bring your attention, please, to your face, the face which you show to the world, and relax. You can relax the face even a little more. Just relax these muscles under the skin. And then bring your attention to your inside of the mouth and your jaw and relax. If you have not done so already, please close your eyes and direct your awareness to your breathing. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Try to breathe into your nasal cavities, where the organ of smell or the sense of smell is. And lengthen your breath. Smooth breaths. In and out. Very good. Even, smooth, relaxing breath. Now, bring your attention to your heart space, the region where your heart is situated, and then breathe into your heart. Just imagine the breath which you breathe in goes into your heart. Whenever you breathe out, the breath again returns. Direct all your attention to this region of the heart. Sense your nature there. There's an inner knowledge and some relaxed and boundless joy. Remain in that inner space. Think of people who may need compassion. Allow your own images to rise from within, where people amongst those who you know who may find themselves in a situation where they are ill at ease, the people who you know, or maybe having some health issues. Or people who are inside of them insecure. Say to yourself, just like me, the people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, the people of this world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known sadness, loneliness. And just like me, they are trying to fulfill their needs. Sense the interconnectedness, the common humanity. Remain in this space and send your own personal prayers or good wishes to either people who are close, people who have asked you to help them, people who have asked you to pray for them, or just to people of this world who are in need of compassion. Remain in this space as you're praying or wishing well, sense how your own heart widens.
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I thank you very much for participating in the meditation and then in the singing. Let me share with you. Everything in life starts with the right thought up here. We can choose the right thought when we catch ourselves that we may be judgmental, that we may be angry towards others, that we are slightly critical maybe. We can understand these thoughts are not the right thoughts at the moment, and we can choose a different thought. Instead of being angry, we can be kind. Instead of being judgmental, we can be understanding. Instead of being critical, we can try to walk or think in the shoes of someone else. And it is from these right thoughts that the right activities will manifest. Yes, we can also do the right things and then eventually have the right thoughts. In other words, right activities can also build our character. But it is easier to start the other way around, to start with the right thought. And for this we are doing these Compassionate Tuesdays. And as we are practicing these meditations, we build a habit of compassion. A habit of compassionate thinking first, and then that will manifest in compassionate activities. Next Compassion Tuesday, I will give you a few very practical ways in which you can strengthen, so to say, your compassionate muscles. It's something like a workout that will help you to become stronger in your own abilities and capabilities to access this feeling of compassion. For now, I would like to, however, suggest one practice that you do throughout the coming week. Think each morning that you have a unique opportunity today to be of help to someone else, to help them to carry their burden, or to just encourage them, to inspire them, to share maybe something with them if you have the ability. Each day, start your day with the thought, today I could act in a compassionate way. Try to do this every day, and then when you come, hopefully for next week, Compassion Tuesday, you will be already a little bit practiced, so that the other practices which you will hear about will help you to strengthen that compassionate inclination in you even more. I thank you very much for taking part. It is a genuine joy for me to share these thoughts with you and to share this compassionate meditation with you. I see you hopefully soon again. All the best.